America is under a deep stronghold of false doctrine.
Amen.
We're under a deep stronghold right now of things that we have learned incorrectly. And over the last couple of weeks, we're talking and we're preparing for the end time stuff, right? And we need to be ready for that time. Now, it may not happen in our lifetime, but from what I see, all right, just looking around at some of those things I see, I want to be prepared to fight the fight. The fight of a good soldier of Christ. I want to be able to meet the conflict coming face on, right? But to do that, I need to get unshackled from some things that might be tying me down. You know, it's hard to fight with your hands tied behind your back. You know why the police put you in handcuffs, put your hands behind your back? So you can't beat them in the head, right? And so they do that so you can't fight back. That's called being shackled. It's called a stronghold. In Scripture, there's a lot of people that were held by strongholds of their mind. I was held by a stronghold of my mind for a lot of years. But to fight the good spiritual fight, to fight the fight that God has called us to fight, I needed to be set free.
Amen.
Right? Yeah. I could not break those things that were binding me in my mind because of the deep understanding or lack of understanding of who God was. But when I understood who God was and what He wanted to do for me through Jesus Christ, He made a way that seemed impossible for me. Right? And no longer was I held down by the weight of the sin that so easily beset me. He set me free. He broke those shackles. Amen? And He can set you free today. And we're going to be talking about that. Who here knows that you're in shackles? Amen. Do you know that? Let me tell you, you can be set free from those shackles, that bondage today, right now, on who you believe and what you believe. Some of you don't even realize, some of us in the church don't even realize that we're in a cage, that we're in shackles, that we're actually in a zoo, and the Lucifer is pointing at us and looking at us and watching us, knowing that the zoo cage door is open through Jesus Christ, and all we got to do is step into Him, and we can be free from all of those things that so easily ensnared us in years past.
Yes.
You can be free today. You can be unshackled from those mindsets. Mm-hmm. Oh, in the good fight as a soldier of Christ, one must have victory over the strongholds that are in our lives. Do you believe that? I'm asking you, either yes you do or no you don't. Do you believe that you need to be set free from the strongholds that are in your life? Amen? Do you know how to do it? Most don't. Amen. We're going to be talking about that. Because God wants us. Last week we talked about the spiritual warfare that's happening in the heavenlies. No doubt that's going on. But if I'm shackled and bound up down here on earth, caught in the traps of my own mind, I can't very well fight the fight that I'm called to fight because I've surrendered my mind, my will, to myself and not the will of God.
Right?
Right? And I need to submit to Jesus Christ. He says, don't fight against the cuffs. Let me take them off of you.
Amen.
Amen. Let me take them off of you. And He, when Jesus sets you free, praise God, you can be free.
Yes.
Amen. You can be free. I'm going to tell you about some of the toehold that Satan had in my life over years. First, I understand what a stronghold is. The definition of a stronghold is a place that has been fortified so to protect against attack. If you was a castle, on the inside of the castle, on the inside of the inside of the castle is a place called the keep. And that's where the king would go to keep him safe. Or the treasury would be in the keep to keep them safe. It's on there's the exterior walls, and there's the interior walls, and there's the castle itself. And then on the inside of the castle, the most fortified part is the keep. There's a lot of us Christians who are in the keep of Satan right now.
That's right.
We're in the keep. Right. We're in a stronghold that's keeping us from experiencing the rest of the glory of God in the castle, or the freedoms that are on the outside of the castle, on the outside of the boundaries of sin that so easily ensnares us. There's a freedom outside. There's a place outside of our minds, of our bodies, that
Amen.
You can truly enjoy God in the fullness of His grace.
Amen.
Yes. Amen? I'm going to teach you how to get there today.
Praise
Amen.
God.
First and foremost, you've got to realize that there are those strongholds in your life. Mm-hmm. All right? Because you cannot get free if you don't know your cage. Mm-hmm. Right? I was born in cage. But looking in this definition, this stronghold, this secure place that I've been kept, here's the stronghold that was in my own life before Jesus set me free. I was told as a young boy, I was probably 11 or 12 years old, that I would never be anything. This is what my mom and her husband told me. I would be a drug-addicted drunkard all the days of my life. That's what my mother told me. That held me for a lot of years. All right? That was a stronghold that was set up in my life by somebody I respected and loved. And they told me, because of the things that I had gone through, this is the best that I could be. All right? And for years of my life, I thought that, I lived in that, captured as a slave to that stronghold that was there. Now, was I free to go around and do what I wanted to? Absolutely. But in my mind, I was handicapped. I was crippled. In my mind, because of that, being taught that all my life, or the times that I could remember that being fed to me, I refused to be educated. All right? That's why I have a sixth grade education. Because in that time set, I understood that all I could be was a drug addict. All I could be was a drug dealer. All that I would ever accomplish is alcoholism. That was the height of my life. And so, as being told that, that's what I strove to be. And guess what? That's what I was. I had grown to the height of the cage that I was surrounded in because of a false thing that was taught to me. How many here have been hurt by things in their past? Amen? Let me tell you, you don't have that you don't have to be shackled by that. All right? Just because somebody told you that their perception of you was something, that is not the reality who God sees you as.
Amen.
You can be set free from that mindset, that lie that was put on you. You can be set free from that to glorify God in the fullness of His glory. Amen?
Amen.
And you can have this release.
Amen.
You can experience life and that more abundantly. Amen? You can. I know because I've been. Right? That's where I was, but that's not where I'm going to die. Right? That's where I was captured. I was caught in the self-loathing. And that's really what it was. Self-loathing. Oh, I can never be any better than this because of how I was born, where I was raised. Poor, poor, pitiful me. Every time you say that, I cannot get past of where I am to become where I need to be. You're surrendering to the shackles of Satan in your life. The lies that somebody told you. The misconception of what you are. Right? Because God sees you different. He sees you already in Him, seated in the high places with Christ. He sees you as more than a conqueror. He sees you as victorious over this world. He sees you as a priest. Amen? He sees you as a leader. He sees you as light in the midst of darkness.
Amen.
That's what Jesus sees you as. That's who you can be if you'll let go of the things that so easily beset us. I don't know what your hang-up was. I really don't. But I know that all of us have one. Amen. All of us have one. And it's time. It is time that we trust Jesus Christ and the power of His Word to let us loose from that. Amen. Because we've all been shackled by lies. We've all been shackled by things that are the way our mind works. Amen. But God has set us free from this. He died on the cross, and when He died on the cross, or before He died, He said, "It is finished."
Yes.
You know what was broken that day, that moment? The veil in the temple was ripped from the top to the bottom. You know what that did for you, the abilities that it gave you? You no longer have to be tied to those things. You no longer have to be held back. You can be free in Christ Jesus. You can be free from whatever is ensnaring you, the power of the mind. You can be free from the shackles of Satan. You can be free from the lies that you've been told. You do not have to be that way. Amen. You're a child of the Most High God. Amen. You are more than conquerors because of what Jesus Christ has done in you. So, amen. So why are you crawling back into the cage? Amen. I hear you, sister. But not all of us have lived to the great wisdom that you have. Right? Some of us, and I still got to pay close attention to my life.
Right.
Because I easily get depressed. You know what depression is? It's a principality, it's a power.
Yeah.
All right? It's one of those things coming against my mind saying that I can't.
Right.
When Jesus has set me free and said, yes, you can. Yeah. Well, I can't. Amen. It's pressing me down. It's compressing me from what I could be and stopping the fullness of the light of God in me because of the darkness that surrounds me. And I have this mindset and the battle, not to quote Joyce Meyer, but the battle is in the mind. It is. It is in the mind because in reality, regardless of what your mind says, the reality, Jesus set you free. If you trusted Him as your Lord and Savior, He came into your life and He took all the things that were binding you and He broke those chains and shattered them to pieces. You no longer have to stay there. I saw a guy releasing a bear into the woods the other day on YouTube, the Southern YouTube. And so anyhow, they brought this container that the bear was in, and this bear had been in captivity his whole life, right? And they bring it into a larger area that it can learn how to be a bear, because it never learned how to be a bear. Do you know that you were born not knowing what it's like to be a Christian, what it's like to be free? You were born in a cage, the cage of sin. You're born in that cage, and you grew up in that cage, and you thought the whole world was on the inside of that cage until Jesus came into your life. Amen? And He took you out of that cage, and He brought you to a growing area, a sanctification area, right? And anyhow, they brought this poor bear that had never experienced anything except this small little cage, and he thought the whole world was that cage. He didn't understand that there was grass he had never tasted. He didn't understand that there was air that he had never breathed. He didn't understand that there was a freedom out there. There were trees that he could actually scratch with his very own claws. He didn't know of those things. And so when they brought this containing unit into the larger field and they opened it up, the bear was too afraid to come outside of the cage. Do you know that you might be too afraid to step into what God has for you?
Amen.
Because you're so used to what you've grown up in.
Yeah.
You're so used to the lies that were told to you. You're so used to I can't do it because of X. I can't do it because of this hurt in my life. I can't do it because my mama told me I was this. My boyfriend told me I was that. Because of the way I was raised. I can't do this. Well, that is a lie. That's a stronghold sent from Satan himself into your life. Because Jesus set you free.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Jesus set you free. And if Jesus set you free, it takes a little bit of courage. Amen. It takes a little bit of courage to come out of that little bitty shell that you're living in and actually experience life. And not just regular life, but life more abundantly.
Amen.
Amen. Do you know there's an abundant life outside of the cage? Amen. The only problem is in that place, that cage still lives.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Although I was set free by Jesus Christ, many times I went back to the cage.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It was safe. Amen. Yeah, I heard the word safe. It felt safe there.
Sure.
You know, walking with Jesus, being born again, it's a very unsafe place.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I mean, you are safe in Jesus Christ, but the world that He releases you in is not safe at all. There are other things out there that can hurt. That's okay. Jesus will never leave you, nor will He forsake you. He will see you not just into the trial, but through the trial and out the other side. All you got to do is not go back to the cage. Why does the dog return to its vomit or the sow return to her mire?
Yeah.
Why? Because they're comfortable there.
Right.
I remember what that food tasted like and it tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Dogs are weird. Okay. I'm not suggesting you go back and eat that.
But when God looks at us and we turn away and we although we're set free in this huge sanctuary that God has for us, and we go back into that spot, that cold, deep, hollow emptiness, it breaks God's heart.
Yes.
Because He has something so much on the outside of that cage. And the door is wide open. Right? The door is wide open. Jesus said, I am the door. Right? I am the opening. I am the way. I know how to call my sheep, and they hear my voice, and they move from one pasture to the other. He calls us out of that pen that we were in. He calls us out, and He says, let me make you free.
Amen.
Amen. Before we can get into the spiritual fight, we need to get into this mental battleground called our mind. We need to start believing what the I am said, and not what I believe. Alright? What I heard from the world was one thing, but what Jesus said about me was something completely different. He calls me a child.
Amen.
Not just any child, but His child.
Praise
He says that He has me. He has you. He has room for you. He's preparing a place for you. Right? And He's coming again, I believe, very soon.
Soon
and very soon.
Amen.
Amen, sister. It's taken a lifetime for me to even come close to seeing God's will. Amen. Last week I talked about the three different wills. There's the perfect will of God. Always right, always good.
Yes.
There's the deception will, the will of Satan that makes it look right and good, but actually the end thereof is death. And then there's your individual, personal will, which says, if it feels good, do it. Right? That's what your will says. I'm hungry. I want to fix my flesh. Now, God's will, which is always perfect, says, don't fix your flesh, but die to your flesh.
Amen.
All right? Says, don't follow your will, follow my will.
Right.
All right? But Satan's will says, God's will's not right. Did God truly say this? Did God really say that? Is that what God meant when He said such and such? And so then you have a decision. Do I want my will, which will keep me in this little bitty small cage, or do I want Satan's will that will keep me locked up, chained to the walls of that small cage where I can't move, or do I want God's will that will set me free from the cage and the chains?
Amen.
All right? Two of them don't take courage, one of them does. You've got to have enough courage, faith, we'll call it that. You've got enough faith, have enough faith to believe what God says is right.
Amen.
Regardless of what I think and regardless of what the world says.
Mm-hmm.
And then I need to lean and go to what God says is right. What God says, what God's word says. That's the thing that will set you free.
Amen.
Amen. That freedom and liberty only comes through a right understanding of who Jesus the Christ is.
Yes.
And getting away from my comfort zone, my cage. Right? Here's something really cool you might not understand yet, but I think if you meditate on it a little bit, you will. You cannot stay where you are and go with God.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen? Mm-hmm. You can't stay in your cage, in your comfort zone, and go with God. Because He's going to call you to a ship heading to another place, and there's going to be a storm on the way. And you're going to think Jesus is asleep in the boat. Amen. Praise God. Jesus is in the boat. Right? And all you got to do is have faith in Him. And if you don't have faith, He'll love you. And you say, you have little faith. He said that with love when He told His disciples that.
Bless God.
Jesus is talking to some of the Pharisees in John chapter 8 and verse 31. If you'll open your Bibles there. That's where we'll head, John 8:31. And it's John 14:11, 9, 8:30. Oh man, don't you hate it when you're right there and it flips all the way over to a different spot? Anyhow, I do. John chapter 8 and verse 31, he's talking to some Pharisees that are caught in a belief system that their salvation is in Abraham. And so he says in verse 31, Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him. Now, check out who he's talking to. Not just the Hebrew people in general, but those Hebrews that believed that on Jesus. They believed what he was saying. And he says, if ye continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. A little clue there. What's going to set you free? Start with W and ends with D. There's no or about it. Amen? Word. Get it? I like that English joke there. Anyhow, it's God's word. If you continue in his word, then you are his students. You're his disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth's going to do what? Make you free. Woohoo! What's the truth? Who is the truth?
Jesus.
The truth is not a concept. A concept will keep you bound up. Jesus, as the person, will set you free, and he is truth. Amen? There is no shadow of turning with him. He's not wishy-washy.
Right. Amen.
All right? And then they, those who he was speaking to, we are Abraham's seed, and we were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall make me free? No, excuse me. Ye shall be made free. And Jesus answered unto them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever commits sin is a servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. And if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed.
Amen?
So Jesus, he said, listen, all right, who's your daddy? All right, let me break it down for simple people. Who's your daddy? Who are you following? Who are you serving? Are you serving yourself? Is it God's will, the devil's will, or your will? Which one are you serving? Right? If you're serving Jesus Christ, and he says all those other two wills no longer have dominion over your life, you can be free because Jesus, the Son, has set you free. All right? Then you can be free from those things that so easily beset you. And Jesus said in 37, I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because the word hath no place in you. And I speak that which I have seen with my father, ye do that which you have seen of your father. And they answered, our fathers unto him, Abraham is our father. And Jesus said unto them, if you were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that hath told the truth, which I have heard from God. This did not Abraham. You do the deeds of your father. All right, and then they say you're a fornication, all that kind of stuff. For a second, he's talking to him. They were in bondage of a teaching that everything they needed was in Abraham. Mm-hmm. Right? Don't get me wrong. Abraham is the father of many sons. Many sons, that's Father Abraham. Right? We all know that song. And even now you think of this. And Abraham, yeah, I know, I'm singing, I'm doing this today, Mark. Martha Redwood. So, the Islamic faith came from Abraham, Ishmael. The Hebrew faith came through Abraham, Isaac. The Christian faith came through Abraham, right? Jesus, Judah, right? All that came from Abraham. Now, which one of those faiths bring you into salvation? Jesus. Amen? It's the faith in Jesus Christ. Now, from Abraham's loins came all of these other belief systems, right? But only one was the seed of promise. And that was through the Hebrew people. From the Hebrew people came into the Christian understanding when the Hebrews turned against what Christ was offering them, which was freedom from the law, freedom from their belief that Abraham was the way. Abraham was not the way. He was just a simple arrow pointing to the way.
Amen.
Right? He was the one-way street. There's only one way. That way is through Jesus Christ. And Abraham was pointing those folks to that. In fact, he was pointing the Ishmaelites also to the one true God, Jesus the Christ. But they got messed up along the way because of jealousy, hurt feelings. So the Hebrews' bondage, their cage, was a belief that Abraham was the end of all ends. Right? But he isn't. There's only one end, the one who said, I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the end. He is Jesus. He is Christ. So all others that were set before him were liars and thieves, as much as he loved them. Right? Abraham didn't know the whole story. He couldn't have known the whole story. But he did as best as he could to point to the one true God. Right? Often we get so caught up in our belief system, you got to be baptized by water to be saved. Okay? Is that a true doctrine?
No.
Once prayed, always saved. Nope. That's not a true doctrine. You got to pray to the priest. Okay? Nope. Uh-uh. How about to this little statue over here? How about to the cross?
No.
Pray to the cross. How about that one? Well, no. The cross had no power in it. The cross was a torturing instrument. I mean, those folks who wear a cross and say, well, I'm believing in Jesus. Well, you might as well wear a guillotine around your neck. Because that's really what it is. It was a tool of torture. About to say that again.
Cursed
is everyone who hangs on the cross. Amen. It's a curse. Now, who sets us free is not the cross. This cross... The cross that Jesus died on did not set me free. It was Christ who died on the cross, and his blood set me free. Amen. From the cross.
Amen.
He was crucified for my sin, for my transgression, and 3 days later, praise God, he rose from the grave.
Amen.
As the scripture said. Right? So I am set free. Not because of a piece of wood, not because of a mindset, not because of Abraham. If I believe in the piece of wood, if I believe in Abraham, then I'm still encaged in the thing that Jesus came to set me free from. He came to set you free from man's religion into a right relationship with the Most High God. And when he set you free, when you understand that God loves you,
amen.
God loves you.
Yes.
Now think of how stinking and rotten and selfish and ignorant you are, and God loves you. He loves you so much that he sent Jesus not just to die for your sin, but to rise again on the third day. He sent him to tear the veil in the temple in two from the top to the bottom, that we could be free from the religious system and come into a right relationship with the Most High God.
Amen.
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 See, but we have these things. I can't. I can't serve the Lord because I have sin in my life. Now, all right, then nobody can serve the Lord. Because all have sinned. Right? Y'all may know it, you may not know it, and if you don't know it, I might blow you right out of your pew right now. I'm a divorced man. I was told I can't be a pastor. Right? Why? Because I had a divorce.
But God.
That's under the blood. It was before I was born again. Is it, they always go back to that place where Paul was writing to Timothy, you have to have the husband of one wife. All right? That's cool. I only have one wife.
One at a time.
Right? But see what God did? He took a broken, defeated, someone who was shackled by the religion of his time and rose him past that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be thinking that you can't be used by God because of something yesteryear.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I was abused as a child. I can't be served of God. I can't be this because of that. I can't do this because of that. Those are all shackles.
Amen.
Those are all things that are holding you back from what God has released you to be. God has pulled you out of that. Bless Him. Amen. He gave you a way that you can know life. He gave you a way that you can know truth. He gave you Himself, His Holy Spirit, to dwell in you, to guide you into all righteousness, and to remind you what Jesus did. Remember, Jesus had a stepdaddy. Right?
Amen.
He had a stepdaddy.
I can't do it because I have a stepdaddy. All these things in my life I couldn't do because I didn't have money, or because I was raised this way, or because I was raised that way.
Folks, those are shackles.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That is something in your life that is on your mind, and somebody has told you that you're not good enough. Jesus says you are good enough. Who are you going to believe?
Amen.
Who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe that person that set out to hurt you, to crush you, to destroy you, to put you back in the cage? Or are you going to listen to the one who came to set you free from all those things?
Amen.
Folks, and this, who you believe is going to really, what you believe will be the truth to you.
Bless.
All right? If you serve sin, right, then you are a servant to that master.
That's right.
All right? You don't have to be there.
No.
He said, be holy. Why? Because I'm holy. I am your example. Be free because I am free.
Amen.
Don't let your mind mess up your future. Because somebody has told you something that wasn't ever true in the first place.
Amen.
Right? How many times have we been held back because something happened back there? Right? And God forgave you. You brought that before the Lord, and guess what? He forgave you of that.
Amen.
Right?
Right.
Who here has something that keeps coming back in their mind? Right? Amen. Amen. You brought it before the Lord and He's forgiven you for it. Right? So every time you bring it up to Him, you got to remind Him what you did. Because He forgot it. Who reminded you of that? The one who wants you back in the cage. Not the one who wants you to be free in the freeness of the cross, through the cross.
Amen.
All right? The cross is just a key.
Right.
All right? The person who turns the key is Christ. Jesus, He came to set you free from all of those things.
Bless Him.
Amen. Bless Him. Praise His name. Absolutely. And then bless Him, praise His name, and believe Him. Amen. Yes, glorify Him because of what He has done. But follow Him because of what He's going to do.
Amen.
Right? He wants you to get away from all of those things that we have held on to that's stopping us from being everything that He's called us to be.
Amen.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
If I would have believed what people said, if I would have believed what my mom told me and held on to that my whole life, you know what I would be today? A drunken drug addict.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's all I would have ever been. But God came in with truth.
Amen.
And He says, yeah, that's who you were, but that's not who I called you to be. Now you're either going to hold on to this mud and this goop and this sin and this garbage, and you're going to believe that and you're going to stay there, or you're going to let loose, grab a loose, all right? Grab a loose of that garbage, hold on to the hem of my garment, and let me pull you out of that and show you what you can be.
That's right.
Amen? Amen. I never believed in a million years that I would ever be free of drugs. I could not do it. I couldn't break the chain of alcoholism, of cigarettes. I couldn't break the chain of nicotine. I couldn't break the chain of pornography. I couldn't do that in and of myself. But God. Amen. But God. When God came into my life, He said, Curtis, you are not a drunkard. You're not a pervert. You're not a drug addict. You're a child of the Most High God. Now, get away from that. And I had to get away from that. He said, I set you free. Why do you keep going back and drinking the vomit?
Right?
Jesus set you free from sin. He set you free from death. He set you free from the darkness.
Right.
He set you free from that mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's time to walk in the fullness and the newness of life that He gave you. You don't have to be a slave to your sin anymore.
Amen.
Because Jesus. Amen. Because Jesus loved you in the midst of your mess. And He called you into His glorious light, and He cleansed you with the washing of the Word, and He gave you a seated place in the Most High heavenlies. Amen? Do you believe it enough to walk in it?
Amen.
Do you believe it enough to let go? And somebody said, well, you can't do that. Well, Jesus said I could. I don't need a 12-step program. I need a 1-step program. I step out of darkness into light. I step out of sin into righteousness. I step out of my own defeat into the glorious victory that's in Jesus Christ. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? See, you've got to believe it beyond what you see in the natural. You've got to believe it then beyond what you've been told that you can do, what you can't do. Jesus talked to another. He was a rich young ruler in Matthew chapter 19. I'm going to quickly go over the scenario. There's a ruler that came to Jesus and said, good teacher, what must I do to have eternal life? And Jesus came across some commandments. First he said, why do you call me good? Are you recognizing that I am Yahweh? Are you recognizing that I am Jehovah? Because none's good except for the Father, right? So is that what you're saying to me when you say, good teacher? Guy, I don't know if he caught that or not, but that's what Jesus said to him. Right? Then Jesus laid out some commandments. Honor your father and mother. Don't steal. Don't commit adultery. All those things. And the young man said, I've done that since my youth. So he had already, Jesus didn't say, no, you didn't, liar, your pants on fire. He didn't say that. He said, okay, you've done all that, cool, good for you. Sell everything you got, all right? Give to the poor and follow me, and you'll have eternal life. The guy's cage, what he was bound up by was his wealth, all right? And he wouldn't do, not that he couldn't do that, he wouldn't do that. Because he wouldn't do that, what did he sacrifice? Eternity.
Amen.
Right? Because he held on to the cage that he was born into. He so trusted the cage that he was in, the entrapments of wealth. And Jesus isn't against people who have money. Get that thought out of your mind. Jesus don't care about money. I mean, come on, really. He paves the streets with gold. Right? So our idea of wealth is like asphalt to him. Right? He doesn't care about that kind of garbage. We do. He don't. His word is more precious than gold. Amen? So he said, his disciples, Jesus said, it's easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And when his disciples heard that, they were exceedingly amazed. This is Matthew chapter 19, verse 25. They were exceedingly amazed, saying, then who can be saved? Great question. I mean, if you can't get there with what you got, if you can't get there in your own cage, then who can get there? Jesus said this, with man it is impossible. This is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Amen? But with God, all things are possible. Jesus said, if you truly believed in Him and you forsook the things that are holding you back, then you can go into a life, not just a regular life, but I'm telling you, a more abundant life.
Amen.
If you get rid of these things that are so easily holding you down, that are keeping you shackled, those thought processes that I did this in 1982 and I can never go to Christ because of the things I used to do. Wow, that rhymes, doesn't it? I can't go in 1982 for the things I used to do. But anyhow, but God, He has set you free from 1982.
Amen.
You're not there anymore. It's not part of your life anymore. Let go of it. Stop the stinking thinking. Because that stinking thinking is like trying to swim across the ocean with a cinder block tied around your neck. You can't do it. You're going to drown. Let go. Let go of those things. Let go of that thought process that says that you can't when God says you can. You're only going to serve one or two things. Jesus talked about mammon or God, right? You're either going to serve the things of this world, mammon, the riches of this world, or you're going to serve God. You can't serve them both. Who are you going to believe? The one who put you in the cage or the one who set you free from the cage? Right? The question is, do you really want freedom? Who is it? Mel Gibson, when he was the Scottish guy.
Freedom.
Yeah, there you go. Freedom! Right? He's getting his gut pulled out. Right? And freedom! He let go of everything else. Now, I know that's probably a bad thing, but that's the scene that popped in my mind.
Yeah.
I want the freedom that God has for me more than anything.
Amen.
Anything. Amen. On this earth. There's nothing worth me losing my relationship. Ooh, it's not even a relationship. I'm saying that you're... I want to be everything God wants me to be. And I can't go with Him and hold on to the garbage that I was told. If I held on to what I thought I could not do, then I could never achieve the things that God tells me that I can do. Do you understand that? That there is more in you than what you can perceive that there is.
Amen.
God has better for you than what you think you can do right now. There is more, there is greater, there is better in Christ Jesus than anything this world could ever offer you. But you, Jesus, you're already free. Okay? You know that you're the amen. Amen. You're seated in the heavenlies already with God. You've already been set free, but you refuse to leave the cage. The green, green grass of home is right outside the door.
Amen. Amen.
But you're afraid to step. Fear, lies, deceit, comfortableness is holding you back from everything that God has for you. Oh, child of God, He set you free.
Bless Him. Praise
Him. You are free. Something I was told a long time ago when I was about ready to get in a fight, and the guy said, the only thing stopping between you and me is air and opportunity. Don't let the air stop you. All right, you want some of this? It's only air and opportunity. Come on, I'm ready. Right? Don't let the air stop you. The only thing that's stopping you from truly being free in Christ Jesus is the air that we're breathing and the opportunity. Jesus gave you the opportunity. Don't let the air stop you. Don't let the thought stop you. Don't let the power of the mind prohibit the reality of Christ in your life.
Amen.
Get unshackled. You know, there's a whole bunch of folks that's already made this trip. It tells us in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1. I think that's the only one I have written down here. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight of sin which doeth so easily beset us, and run the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, amen, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen? Despising the shame. He endured the cross, despising the shame, that you can be seated with Him in the heavenly realms. We have so many folks that have already made it.
Amen.
There are so many people that have already run the race and won.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know how they won? It was not by their ability. Looking unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. That's what it's all about.
That's it. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And you cannot look to Jesus if all you see is what somebody told you.
Right.
Jesus down there, peek-a-boo. Remember that? Playing with peek-a-pie, peek-a-pie. Right? The children want to see your smiling face. You as a child, then you want to see the face of God. So don't worry about the peek. Go to the pie.
Amen.
Right? Don't worry about what's covering up your eyes. Don't worry about what's stopping you from being everything He told you to be. Let go of those things and trust God. Walk by faith and not by sight.
Amen.
Because if it's only the sight, then yes, I am defeated. Yes, I have no hope. Yes, I'm dying and going to hell because I'm holding on to the lies of yesteryear and not the freedoms of tomorrow.
Right.
Choose you today. Who you're going to serve. You don't have to be shackled.
No.
For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Mm-hmm. Amen? For the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. They're mighty through God to the pulling down of the strongholds, casting down imaginations. Think of this. For the casting down of your imagination.
Right.
Somebody told you you weren't good enough. Your imagination said you can't do this. And God says, my word, it'll tear down that. It cast down those imaginations. Everything that exalted itself against the knowledge of God.
Amen.
Do you, again, do you really believe that you can be set free? Then it's already done.
Yes.
By faith, you take it. You can't look on the physical side of it. Because on the physical side, if I only look on the physical side and I don't look to the promises and the truth of God's Word, I'm already defeated.
Right. Amen.
I'm shackled by my sin and I cannot get free. That's what the flesh tells me. But God. Amen. But God. He gave me weaponry. The truth of His Word. To understand who I am in Him and where I am through Him is not the reality that I see, that you see before you. The truth is, I'm more than a conqueror through Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen?
Yeah.
That is the truth.
Right.
So if you want to be, He will help you to bring every captivity, every thought, through the obedience of Christ.
Amen.
Finishing that scripture right there, which was 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. He'll pull down the strongholds. Amen? Jesus, He has pulled down the strongholds. It's already done. It's pulled down. He's already conquered it. He rose from the grave. There is no stronghold to hold you anymore.
Amen.
Because Jesus defeated it on the cross and through His resurrection, it is done.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
It's finished. The stronghold is pulled down. Now it's my job to cast down my imagination and everything that raises itself against the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God tells me it is finished.
Amen.
I'm free. I'm no longer slave to that stuff anymore. And my imagination might tell me that I am. Cast it down.
Amen.
Cast it down.
Right.
You've got the Spirit of truth living in you. You are no longer a slave to sin. Do you believe that?
Amen.
And stop eating your vomit. Ew, that's nasty, isn't it? But we have that problem. We keep going back to the lies and not to the truth.
That's right.
See, because in my flesh with man, it is impossible.
It is. That's
but
right.
With God,
hallelujah.
All things are possible.
Yes.
With God, I'm already a victor. With God, you're already a victor. You've got to stop talking.
Right.
I don't know if you believe it yet or not. And it's not for me to know. All right? What's going to happen over the next couple of days as you think about this and you meditate on this? The enemy's going to come in and he's going to remind you.
Oh, sure.
He's going to come in and say, oh, that teaching Curtis did, he's just a bow-legged Southern boy. He don't know nothing. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I'm a bow-legged Southern boy. That's what I am. All right? That is a fact. But the truth is what you heard from the Word of God.
Amen.
The enemy's going to come in. He's going to whisper in your ear, tell you, you're not good enough. Right. Look, Jim, you sin. You sin. Mike, you're a rotten little sinner. And Jesus says, I love you.
Amen.
Repent, I'll forgive you.
Amen.
Walk with me and I will bring you by the still water. Amen.
Amen. He does.
Walk with me. I'll bring you to that place of rest. I will lead you into the green pasture. I will give you pleasant. I will repair where the locusts have destroyed and the cankerworm have destroyed. I will give you a new where the enemy is trying to hold on to the old.
Bless God.
All you got to do is do it. That's it. Don't be shackled by your mind. Don't be tied down by your thoughts. Don't be crippled by your imagination. The truth is God. Amen? The truth is He set you free. The truth is He loves you.
Bless Him.
And He's prepared a place for you.
Amen.
There's a knowledge of the kingdom of God. Jesus said, this is eternal life, John 17:3. This is eternal life, to know God
right.
and the Son whom He has sent.
Amen.
Right. You're free. You're free. I'm done. You're free. I'm finished. Amen.
Amen.
Dear Father, I thank You for these folks, Your people, Lord Jesus. I pray, I come even now with the truth of God's Word. If anyone is still held in the bondage of their minds, Lord Jesus, You will help to break those shackles.
Yes.
Set them free. Father, let them know. You've already set us free. Help us to know the freedom that we have in You.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Help us to know that You are holy, that You love us, that You
yes.
set us, Lord. We have everything in You. Lord, we thank You. We praise You for that. We want to remind us all day, every day, that we are free in You, Lord Jesus. We thank You for that. In Jesus' high and mighty name, amen. Amen. Praise God.